ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। इट्स ए वेरी वेरी बिग अनलिमिटेड वर्ल्ड फैमिली। हाउ मेनी होम्स वी हैव, यू नो, मोर देन 10,000 होम्स, या वर्ल्ड वाइड, सो मेनी कंट्रीज। सो समबडी वॉज आस्किंग व्हाट्स योर एड्रेस, सो आई हैड ए बुकलेट ऑफ एड्रेसेस, वेरी बिग बुकलेट इन इंडिया दे हैव, सो आई गेव हिम, ही सेड विच इज योर एड्रेस, आई सेड ऑल आर माई एड्रेसेस। वेयर एवर वी गो देयर इज बाबाज होम। We say to Laukik people there is center, but within the family we say it's home. So we have common parents, we have common homes, then we have our dadis and senior brothers, and so that's why we are talking about Dadiji, because all these souls are ancestor souls. And one lovely word which creates a lot of pure emotions and feelings is the word yagya. If you say family, there are different feelings. When you say university, it's different feelings. Then you say it's an organization, then it's different feelings. But when you say yagya, completely different feelings, because it is actually what Dadis did is to sustain family and also yagya. Sustenance of yagya need very, very special qualities. One is what we call as skills, then our specialities, but third important one is virtues. And one thing I always notice, that what is most valued within yagya is your virtues. You can have good intellect, which is very good. But if you have honesty, that's what really sustains sustainability, and something to be consistent comes through virtues. Because when you have virtues, you keep sustaining yagya. So I always look at Dadiji as main pillar or main support for yagya from very beginning. So that's one thing, is that whatever you are as a child, maturity, experiences, percentage increases, but the quality stays, right? So whatever you are seeing, maybe you are seeing something in front, you seeing that as a child, as a very young girl, but had same courage and love, determination, very, very strong. And of course, for me, it's a journey of 55 years, so I had seen Dadi since then, and not only seen, but there was lot of sustenance from Dadi. After Brahma Baba became Avyak, then it was Dadi who was our immediate leader and played the role as parents. And I was very fortunate to be assigned to travel with her for quite a while in Delhi, in India, in train, and we had many hours and to chat, to talk about Brahma Baba, to share our experiences, and so it was very, very beautiful. And I always see her as effort maker without any efforts. She was effort maker, but efforts were not visible. No one is within the efforts there could be struggle. Some they have still battling, settling, all that, but with Dadiji there was nothing like that. It was very serene, very smooth, very, very natural. Because as I said, if you hold to the qualities, original qualities, and her first important quality, from where all other virtues emerge, was quality of purity. Just imagine that the main emotion, the main energy, when it's pure, like even there is love, love which we know what is love, but when there is purity and then there is love, it has not only its own attraction but lot of power in that. So purity based on soul consciousness, purity based on understanding of we are souls, we are brothers, so very natural purity. And that was Dadiji. I remember that once there was a very big gathering of some saints and Sri Sri 108 Jagat Gurus and all those people. Few has happened recently, but this one was in 1985. And I happened to be here because it was in February, March. So Dadiji, because of purity, she was very naturally, very humble. So you go there, she will say, sit here next to her, generally. I say, no, we sit in front so that we can talk to, no, sit next. So one of very important guru also went in Dadi's room. And Dadi said, sit, no. So he said, first he was hesitant, but then he said. So when he said, then maybe for few seconds, like, you know, Dadi had shawl and shawl must have touched him. And next morning class he was sharing that the vibrations of purity and divinity I had never experienced in my life. Never, he said, you know, I can say it openly that we are gurus, but we are not even very near to this kind quality of purity. That means there was no trace of body consciousness. So if there is no body consciousness, then there is no other negativity. So that was total purity. And purity brings lot of good qualities like impartial, like equal. She will have love for everyone. She will never, never do something special for some and not for others. One time she was telling me that I have never, never given personally any gift to anyone. Yes, from Baba's Bhandara, she will say, okay, bring this, or Toli. She said, never. So that this, even suddenly, there will be thoughts that Dadi gave, but there was nothing like, you know, even personally, sometimes a little affiliation start happening with exchange of things. So there was that purity where all the souls, all Baba's family, all the children, everyone, brothers and sisters, she loved alike. You never see, I know all seniors will have that quality, but Dadi's quality was very much visible. So when I think of purity, I think of some of the very subtle qualities, you know, as I once said, looking at everyone, you know, with lot of love. It's not only she had love, but it was so much love that every morning when she is in courtyard, anyone passes, she will look at everyone and wish everyone good morning, good morning, good morning. And I say, Dadi, but this one even didn't look at you. She said, that's okay. It didn't bother her. See, that's another point. If you are concerned and you start getting bothered by something, that's part of impurity too, isn't it? But for her was, to everyone, good morning, good morning, good morning. So love in many different ways. And one of that was, give respect to others. Her language, her gestures, her everything was very respectful. And I remember during that Guru's thing, she said, they eat food cooked in pure butter, you know, they call it ghee. So that he said, all the food will be cooked into ghee. Everyone will get that. She said, why it will be that only 100 of them? And then Panda Bhavan Nivasi, she said, no, for everyone. Whatever is in Baba's Bhandara, whatever is cooked in Baba's Bhandara, everyone must get it. So this kind of generosity which she had. What I'm trying to say that what is emerging from purity is generosity. What is emerging from purity is equality. What is emerging from purity is respect. What is emerging from purity is love. Because if you take each virtue different, no? If you just take virtue as a virtue, but when it's coming from purity, so each one of us have to really look into and say, that as much I practice soul consciousness, natural remembrance of Baba, you don't have to work on each quality. You don't have to work on, I have to remove this weakness, remove this defect, then I have to do this. But there is, from purity, the virtues which are emerging. One time someone was kind of strong and was saying things to Dadi very openly. And a kind of criticism. This is not right, this shouldn't happen. Because she was holding whole yagya. And Dadi was sitting 10-12 minutes. Many of us were around. And she keeps smiling. So, but we were getting impatient. We said, can't he stop it? And we could have asked him, but Dadi keeps saying. And then we asked Dadi, why? You just keep listening. No, it was not, doesn't make sense, all that. Dadi says, I was looking at my 8 powers. Are they working well or not? I was looking, checking my tolerance, I was checking my power to listen. She said, I was just governing. She was not even seeing that as criticism. She just thought, I was looking, is my every power working well or not? And really that has stayed with me so much. I always think that how quickly we are so sensitive with words and vibrations and atmosphere for her. Let me see if my all powers working or not. Because if all that, whatever is happening in drama doesn't happen, where will you use powers? When will you use? And how will you become Master Almighty? So there is never then this internally any hurt, sorrow or grudges or ideas. This shouldn't have been like this. It should be like this. It shouldn't have been like this. But the way it is, because there are many, many scenes of drama which is, they just appear. It's not our agenda. It's not in our plan. They just appear. But that's the time to look into and say, yes, my powers did work. So that, the internally that confidence and royalty, one of the royalty, Baba says, you don't carry anyone's thing. You don't carry any baggage. And I feel her purity was to an extent. Because one thing I noticed that if you look at anyone's defect or sanskar, it becomes like a ghost and keep chasing you. Have anyone experienced? Once you see anyone speak sanskar, so that sanskar now says, okay, now I will be after you. I think, oh, it is someone's defect, or I look at someone's weakness, someone not doing, you are surrounded by ghosts. Ghosts means they chase you. Again thought comes, then you will say things and your, you know, karmic accounts get created. You're not surrounded by angels, no? If you want to be surrounded by angels, then you have to look at the virtues of everyone, specialties of everyone. So that lesson which I learned from Dari helps a lot to be a detached observer. And when you are detached observer, what you're doing is only watching your own performance. You're just watching what part I have to play, how I have to play. And you don't get provoked or react, no? But rather in a very natural way, you interact in a beautiful way. And second important thing which I witnessed a lot in Dariji was her unshakable faith. I don't think ever in her life there would have been any doubt. See, doubting is a nature. Trusting is also nature. So she had faith, 100% faith. And that is why when there are adverse situations and circumstances, it doesn't, you know that there will be victory. But she had a good balance between practical and spiritual. Very, very action-oriented promptness. Let's do it. So one time there was, first time I think it happened, we had a big peace conference in Om Shanti Bhavan. It was newly built. And that was the biggest, I think, that time was the biggest crowd, about 3,000 souls came and they were good quality IPs and a very good gathering was there. And 2 days before, I was very much with Dari, and so generator broke down. Now what you do? You try to connect with the road, you try. And she was so much into, no, do this, go to Japan, do this. And I was watching that her ideas about finding solution, fixing things, were very much, she was into that action. And she got it fixed, and everything worked very, very well. So it's not she was just, you know, like sitting or only serving through the thoughts, but she was the one, when we say, was able to govern, take care of whole yagya. So many situations, so many things happened, and she used to enjoy doing whatever needs to be done at that time. So her faith, not only unshakable, but to, because there are two things, faith has power and also victory. That means it's through the faith you make things happen. I have to use faith to make things happen, believing that with the power of faith there will be victory. And victory doesn't come unless there is a challenge, no? Like someone just sitting at home and say, I won the race, I'm number one. Or someone said, oh, I became number one because I was the only one who was running. Yeah? There are some souls, they don't even join the race. Because they are so internally doubtful about, will I win, if I lose, then how will I feel? And but you have to go in the race and then you have to win, right? So Dadiji was actually one of that soul. Of course she was number one. So once we ask her, how did you become number one? Is it Baba who chose you to be number one? She said, I always thought, let me do it. If I have to come in the class, let me be regular. If I have to come in class, let me be punctual. If I have to study, let me be a good student. I always thought I have to be number one in doing whatever I have to do. She says, I never thought of second number. I am the one who has to do it. No, with us sometimes we say, well, this one, why this one doesn't? I have seen her in Delhi few times. She used to come and she's there, or in Bombay. Very simple actions of sweeping, cooking, everything that he did. When I was in Bombay and she said, I had to leave. She said, no, no, you can't leave. I want to cook this in lunch. I want to make this special for you. So she taking action, initiative, interest. You know, she really enjoyed all that. One time we went in Delhi to something was happening and she had broom in her hand. I said, Dadi, what happened? She said, nobody is there, people have to come, so I decided to clean. So I have seen her into a very, very humble, very humble actions, but also very good authority. In Delhi, there was a situation which is quite national in the sense of a mela had to be organized and there were some obstacles. And she used to get in the morning at 3 o'clock, right idea. It's a long story and if I tell, time might finish. But so she called me and she said, this is what I think we should do. I was at other center. I said, well, it's an excellent idea. Let's act and we will do it. And we did. There was a lot of success. So she will, you know, that image of solution. So faith doesn't mean I have faith, but I am scared. I have faith, but I do not have courage. When there is faith, and she always, always thought big, always. When this conference of 3,000 was over, so we said, Dadi, what's next? We were asking many brothers, sisters, they say, it's too long, too much, too many people, we were very tired, we won't have this big program again. And then I asked Dadi, what is next? She said, 5,000. Within 1 second, said 3,000, then 5,000. So her thinking was like 5,000. Then she always had this thought, a dream, that I want a big place, very big place, where all the Brahmins at that time might be 5,000 Brahmins can come. And with her thoughts, what you see as Peace Park was really created. So she was one who used to get visions. And you all must have heard that one day she just said, I want 100,000, crowd of 100,000. And within 3 weeks in Ahmedabad, they were able to have a gathering of 80,000, or they were about 100,000 almost. And I was here and I went to attend that. Just a thought. So our faith is not just to, you know, sometimes we are more defensive than proactive. But she was very proactive in taking initiative. And after that, 100,000 for us is not a big thing. One state did, other did, third did. So the changing that energy of faith, changing that energy of purity into God's task. And never she will have, will it happen or not? Never. Baba's task, let's do it, it's going to happen. So that's why I noticed that, why it helps, you know, why I think or many of us think is, because in our lives also we look at that. See, how was she able to do it? So one time, you know, her, one of her slogan that is was, she wakes up early morning at 3, Baba, chalo, let's take care of yagya. So many will ask, Dadi, how do you manage? How do you manage? You know, was a very good organizer, very good. So when Shantivan was being created, so when I was used to be in Madhuban, and she will go in car for Murli, so she will say, come sit, we have few minutes together. So she called one brother, she said, 1,000 people, how much rice you cook? He said, 10 kilos. If 10,000 have to eat then? He said, 100 kilos, that's it. 100 kilo. That means she is thinking for 10,000 in Shantivan. And within 5 minutes she sorted out. Everything you all have to do is 10 times. No, from 10 kilo for 1,000. So for 10,000. And I looked at her, I said, that's done. Shantivan's talk has come. Shantivan's, everything happened just in few seconds. So it's not just spirituality, but her admin part was also very clear. Did you understand? Sometimes we have 100 people, 120 come and we say, oh wow, now 20 more has come. But she also always anticipated that there will be more. So this kind of energy where expansion of yagya, lot of expansion happened after Brahma Baba during Dadi's leadership, which also is a very, very good sign. That means your spiritual journey moving towards the stage of perfection, but on other side, taking care of yagya and expansion. But we have one slogan these days, Brahmins say, what about chart? I was too busy. What about chart? I was too busy. Too busy where? And then sometimes we don't think of too much service. Oh, I have to do yoga. I want to increase my 8 hours of yoga so I can't get involved. But you have to match both, isn't it? As much yoga you have, that much should be production also, no? But I never heard Dadiji saying, I'm too busy. Have you heard any Dadi saying, I'm too busy? We say they are busy, but they never say. So that's where the purity and faith brings in that power. So that there was nothing in there, as I said, spiritual or doing, nothing was lacking. It was really very, very natural. One of the special quality of Dadi was she will never give correction. Never. That time in Pandavan, there were 42 departments. She gave lot of respect to every coordinator of department. And one day, you know, she had this nature of picnic. Picnic was her like fancy idea. Tomorrow we will go for picnic. Yes, Dadi, we want to go for picnic. What you all want to eat? It's 10 o'clock night time. And double foreigner said, Dadi, we like gulab jamun. Dadi, we like samosa. Dadi, we like chips. Then we like ice cream also. Right? That's a kind of common request. So Dadi said, not a big deal. Then she was kind of appreciating her leadership plus the people around her. She said, I only need to clap once, everything happens. Hindi mein kehti thi, ek taali bajane ki baat hai, dekho sab ho jayega. That means there was the relationship she had with departments was so good that she just needed to say. But here people are tired, they don't do this, this, this. They themselves tired and others are tired. So the language they use, the force they use, as if they have to make people work, or no, not with Dadiji. Because she had very, very respectful relationship with everyone. And she will make sure that everyone is taken care of. When I taken care of in the sense of facilities or their needs or whatever they need, Dadi will always care for everyone. Because of that care for everyone, the relationship was, Dadi, yes, you tell us what you want, we will get it done. And next day we had big picnic, we had everything. Why I'm bringing it? Because these are the practical things. We quickly get tired with 5 people, 10 people, little whatever we do. Because we are not extending from purity, as I said, that love, that care, that respect, which comes from there. And when it comes from there, then the task also gets accomplished. So when I noticed that, and then she immediately say, because people do say this one didn't do this one, she will never react. She will listen, and whenever she has chance, she will very lovingly call that brother or sister, say, this could have happened, or why didn't this happen? But never in front of anyone. You know, there are some people in front of one department will say things for other department. So very subtle. So I saw all that as purity, power of purity and faith, that she was able to do that. But because she was keeping Baba, company of Baba, I am not doing it. So if I am not doing it, so I won't be tired, no. When I am doing, I am tired. When Baba is with me, so that's really what exactly was her example. One of the things she always believed was that our capacities should increase. She taught me so many things where I noticed that power to discern. Because there are 3 kinds of things. There are some people you say they will do it. There are some people they won't do it. And there are 3rd type of people, they're not even sure, right? So one time I came from Caribbean, I was there and I came and I said, Daddy, that's very far. And anyway, they used to love us, no, when we were here. That's very, very far, Daddy. Maybe you can send someone else. She smiled. She said, yeah, you propose, no, who can go? You tell who can go. So I said, okay. So next morning we were walking in the courtyard. And I said, Dadi, I think I should go back at least for 1 more year. I don't want to leave things where they are not stable. Let that be stable, then I can. But I learned that she never said you must do it. Power to discern and the trust. It helped me to have power to discern that I should also, what I am saying, if it's Baba's task, then I also have to see if I am leaving something. It shouldn't be like, you know, I should leave and it's very comfortable if somebody is there already. And since then I realized that Dadi was teaching me how to discern. But then on the other side she was very firm also. One time I wanted to visit my Lokiks for 2 days when I came to India. I said, Dadi, can I go 2 days? She said, no. I said, okay. It's not because... So I said, why? It's all right. I won't go. Because for us, surrender life means wherever you are asked, wherever you have to make sit, you sit, no? So Dadi taught us, like, different ways where we can use our qualities. You all know that when Baba became awake, she was around and Baba gave his hand in her hand. So she came beginning of January to, you know, discuss few things with Baba and to decide about certain things. And then she came for 2 days, two sets of clothes. And then every day she will say, Baba, can I leave? No. Every day, Baba, can I leave now? No. Baba, they are calling me. No. It's all right. She's just sitting there. And then came January 18th. See, Baba knew. A lot of Baba's children asked, Baba knew that he is becoming awake or he is leaving body. I said, he knew. But why he didn't make us aware? Just imagine what would have happened. But he knew, that's why he kind of finished. Today we were at museum for flag hoisting. Baba got paper signed one day before for museum. And we thought he kept us busy after that so that our minds are not, you know. So Dadiji, Baba had to give, hand over Yagya responsibility. But also he was carefree. He was carefree king. Recently Dadi Janki got this book printed, Carefree King Brahma Baba. It's true, because he didn't mention, when I am not here, you all should do this. When I am not there, you should do this. With us, we lock this key, we walk with that key. We keep locking more and more. Baba never had any key. He didn't say anything about yagya, because it's Baba's yagya, Baba will take care. So he didn't really give any clue, even by saying like he's winding up or he's packing up or. So Dadiji was given that by Baba, that. And she kept the company, she kept company. So Dadiji, her name was Prakashmani, right? Dadi Kumarika, and then we said Prakashmani, jewel of light. I don't think that there was anyone who didn't come in front of Dadi and didn't feel belonging. Within second, that connection. I belong to Yagya, I belong to Baba. So much love. In a natural way, image of love, embodiment of love. But I never saw her struggling about anything. She was carefree, but also a very good balance of being a child and master. Every 2 years she came to New York, almost every alternate year. So because of some reason or other, she came every, you know, alternate year. So she is talking sometimes in her bedroom, and within few minutes she's sleeping. So we were having a joke or story, Mohini and us, and then she wake up, she start laughing. So when did you hear? You were sleeping. How carefree she was, that she could sleep and she could wake up. Not sleep in meditation, right? Which we all are good at, right? We can nod off in a few minutes and then we wake up. But this was not, this was that her state of mind. Otherwise you have to plan, prepare, can't sleep for long. This is like something very incognito but very deep. So I would just say that we are very, very proud. How many of you met Dadiji? Wow. So you are able to recollect, right? Many of your experiences. were these common things you noticed? That is care, that is love. Always light. No burden. Ever ready, no, Baba says. And her presence really was Baba's presence. You could just feel. And two words which was that time, during Dadi's time, bahut achcha. Theek ho jayega, bahut achcha. 86, both Dadis came to New York for a finale of Million Minutes of Peace Appeal. Both were there. And we were really in a very critical situation. So we thought, let them go to Washington for a day, then we will. So I said to them, when they are entering the gate, Daddy, things are not really Achha ho jayega, theek ho jayega. Theek ho jayega. It will be okay. So I came back to center after sending them off. And there was a team working on program. I said, theek ho jayega. They say, what is this? I said, theek ho jayega. I thought that's the only mantra I have. I have nothing else. Why should I? And honestly, it was 9 in the morning. They had left. Everything was theek ho jayega. Every phone call we made worked. We were not getting a good singer without paying few thousand dollars. We didn't have few thousand dollars at that time. So I use this word, theek ho jayega, theek ho jayega. Until now, how many of you use these words, theek ho jayega, means it's going to be okay? How many of you use this as a blessing? Theek ho jayega, it's going to be okay. Will it be okay or not? No. This, don't doubt blessings, right? Bahut achcha hai, theek ho jayega. Can you all say, theek ho jayega? Theek ho jayega. It's going to be okay. These are, I remember, the last blessings which Dadi gave. Bahut achcha hai, it's very good. And jo achcha nahi hai, whatever is not okay, is going to be okay. So this kind of trust, this kind of faith is very, very important. Today we are expecting both Dadis to be here very soon, and so I think we have to reorganize stage. Think more and be connected, and believe in blessings, believe in blessings. You don't have to use too much intellect or your own feelings. Let the blessings guide our life. That power is very, very important. Om Shanti.